For hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Combon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Combon Radio News. Combon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Combon Radio 94.9. It's Combon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Combon Radio. Naked body of a woman discovered in Kalingalinga compound in a suspected murder case. Traders are outside Kaunda Square Market, a vow not to move inside the market until the space issues are resolved. In African news, ISIL claims responsibility for deadly church attack in eastern DR Congo. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Police in Lusaka have launched investigations into a suspected case of murder following the discovery of a naked female body in Kalingalinga compound early this morning. According to police public relations officer Reha Monga, the body was discovered around 05 hours in the yard of a house in the area. Mr. Hamonga says the incident was reported at approximately 05:30 hours by Mavis Chinsungwe, 55, a resident of Kalingalinga, who informed police that she found the body lying in the unfenced yard of her residence. The police spokesperson says the police officers who rushed to the scene confirmed the presence of a deceased adult female found naked and in a state of rigor mortis. He has disclosed that a visible hematoma was observed around the neck, raising suspicion of possible strangulation.
A pair of torn underwear believed to belong to the deceased was found in two separate pieces near the body. Additionally, a torn t-shirt was discovered approximately 1 meter away from the body. There were no visible signs of struggle on the ground, despite the surface being sandy and stone loosely packed with stones. Preliminary investigations conducted by the occupants of the house revealed that none of them heard any noise or disturbance during the night. Following community engagement, the deceased was positively identified as by Annie Lungu, a 53-year-old female, and an aunt to the deceased as Nalisewo Sikundu, aged 31, of Kalingalinga compound. It has been established that the deceased had recently moved out of her aunt's home and was living on her own at the time of her death. The body has been transported to the visiting hospital mortuary, where it awaits postmortem examination to establish the actual cause of death.
Traders are trading outside Kaunda Square Market have vowed not to move inside the market until the internal space issues are resolved. Speaking in an exclusive interview with Combon Radio News, the traders have said it is difficult for them to go into the market when the empty stands belong to other people despite not being occupied. They have explained that they brought up this concern to their civic leaders, who up to now have not done anything. They have added that they will likely continue trading outside, highlighting the need for a comprehensive solution to this challenge. More than 60 market traders who were previously operating in an open space are said to benefit from a newly constructed market shelter in Kamenza East in Chililabombwe. The project, funded through the 2024 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, also includes a modern ablution block. Representing the traders, Amukupa Mwamba has expressed a gratitude to the government, stating that the market shelter is the first of its kind in Kamenza Ward and will greatly improve the traders' operations. And speaking at the commissioning ceremony, Chililabombwe Member of Parliament, Paul Kabuswe, commended the contractor for the quality of work and has encouraged other local contractors to emulate such standards. He has also urged the local authority to ensure proper planning around the new market shelter, warning against uncoordinated development that might overshadow the facility.
Elo tualila ile ukuti imweva kampwena pa mwikala mula lokuwa mwikala kwati na kalimo mulikumbi kumbi tamuli mtaunu. Tuka mpangila maketi pia, tuka vikepo nechimbu subwino wino.
Speaking on behalf of the mayor, Chililabombwe Deputy Mayor Michael Namindo described the new market shelter as a testament to government's efforts to improve the living and working conditions of marketeers in the district. He notes with satisfaction that all 24 wards in Chililabombwe have benefited from CDF-driven infrastructure projects. Acquire to Share Foundation has launched a feeding program for vulnerable children and uses the platform to educate members of the community on gender-based violence GBV. Speaking during the launch in Chongweza Chikonto Village, Acquire to Share Foundation Executive Director Victoria Yambani says the initiative is aimed at assisting vulnerable children in the community. Mrs. Yambani says the foundation decided to launch the program in Chongwe, being a district where the organization has procured a piece of land for the construction of a community school. Meanwhile, over 300 vulnerable children, together with their mothers, have been successfully registered as beneficiaries in the initiative.
Homes, and some of them are disabled, some of them have not been in school, not even in a classroom. They are 15 years, but they've never stepped into a classroom. Those are children that we want to give an opportunity to be part of our beneficiaries of our Acquire to Share Foundation. You know, there is no greatest gift than education that one can give to a child, because in these children lies various professionals, presidents, you know, journalists, and just other professionals. There's just no greater gift that you can give than education to these children. And this is a place where we have procured land, you know, in Chief Chukwankoto's chiefdom, where land has already been set aside for that particular issue of the construction of
We breakfast, set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.